Welcome to Mormonland, the Salt Lake Tribune's podcast about all things Mormon. I'm Peggy Fletcher Stack, senior religion reporter at the Tribune. In October, I was in Hong Kong doing a story about how the LDS Church has accommodated a unique group of its members. They are domestic workers, largely from the Philippines, and they're all women. So it's one of the more unique branches of the church. While I was there, I met a woman who goes by Ling Ling, a former Relief Society president in one of the branches. And I asked her to describe a day in the life of one of these workers.
A typical day for a domestic worker is they get up at 6 a.m. in the morning. Sometimes they never get a chance to take a shower, just go straight to work because that's where they live. And
wait, they live with their employers?
They live with their employers in a tiny flat. You know what kind of flats that we have in Hong Kong? They're square foot tiny flats. So they get to live with their employers, and they have no choice but to do that. Yeah. And they work like until 10 p.m. in the evening. Sometimes they don't even have a break, or sometimes they don't have a chance to go to the toilet because of the high demand of work from employers. Yeah.
Do they primarily take care of children, or do they clean? Do they cook? What else do they do?
It's an all-around job. It depends on what kind of family they are in. When they have children, young children, of course, they have to tend to children. When they have elderly, they have to tend to elderly. Basically, Chinese family has small children, and at the same time, elderly couples who live with their families in a small flat. And sometimes that is a disaster for someone who works for a family like that. And these helpers are not being, some of these women I know are not being treated well. They are being, they are forced to work even on their day offs. Some sisters in our church, before they have to leave for holiday on Sundays, they need to tidy up, prepare breakfast, and when they get home in the evening, they have to tidy up again and then wash dishes before they get to have a good rest at the end of their day off.
And didn't you say even some of the families have children sleep with the domestic worker?
Yes, that makes them work like 24 hours a day, because even in their sleep, they have to tend to children.
What would be the average salary of one of these domestic workers?
The minimum wage for a domestic worker is $4,500. Yeah.
4,500 Hong Kong dollars, which is about 580 U.S. dollars, correct? And what do they do with that money typically?
Well, the reason why they are in Hong Kong is to work for their own families, to provide the needs of their children, extended families, relatives, friends. That's how Filipinos tend to be loving. Filipinos have a huge heart, that sometimes family members ask for money, they could not just even say no, which to the point that these women end up going to the bank for loan. And the little amount of money that they receive each month, majority of that money goes back home for their family. Sometimes they are left with nothing, just for everyday allowance, like food or little money for transportation. And I have to say that these women, sometimes they only carry money from their octopus cards.
I don't know what that is.
Octopus card is a card that you tap whenever you go on public transport, to train, the buses. So I had a friend who I was with one holiday when she said that I don't have any cash. I only have $20 in my Octopus card, which is heartbreaking.
So do some of these women themselves have children back in the Philippines? In other words, these are not all single women, correct?
Most of these women are married with children who goes to school. That's the reason why they are here, to provide the needs of their families, especially their children.
It must be heartbreaking for some of them to leave their own children to care for someone else's children.
It is. I could not even begin to think how heartbreaking it is, because for me, I could not show empathy to them, because I don't know how it feels to be away from your children. But every time they have to go through with this heartbreaking stories that they are far away from their children. And last week I was conversing to one of the sisters who says that her son was being bullied at school because she doesn't have a mom to take care of him. And so at the end of the day, they had a video call, and then this her son spoke to her and asked her, "And when are you coming home, mommy?" And then she just kept quiet and just wept and can't answer anything. It's heartbreaking.
Is it hard to hear messages at church, at an LDS church, about the roles of men and women as mothers, and the men are supposed to be the breadwinners and the women are supposed to be the stay-at-home moms? Are these messages hard for these women to hear?
Sometimes it cuts them into the very center. They feel guilt sometimes that they have to leave their families, but they have their own situations. These sisters have individual circumstances which we don't know, and they have their own reasons why they are here. Either they have non-working husbands, or they have needs that they want to achieve, or they have a family plan that they want, or they want to build a business someday, or they want to build a house, or whatever. But whatever the reason is, we salute these women.
The LDS Church is a church where everybody contributes voluntarily. How on earth do these women with these schedules also take church callings? It seems crazy.
It's amazing. I look up to these women who can fulfill their calling despite of the busy days that they go through. It's exhausting. For me, I'm always exhausted during the day. At work, I just want to lie down and relax. And these women are Sunday school teachers. They're gospel principle teachers, which requires a lot of reading, a lot of meditation during the night. And I look up to them. It's amazing how they can fulfill that. And it stands as a great example for me to be able to, for me, I have so much time to do that. And sometimes I complain. And when I think about these women, these other sisters, it makes me think that you are better off. You're blessed that you have better circumstances they have better circumstances than you. You have better circumstances, I'm sorry. So I look up to them and I praise them, and I take it as a great example for these women and how to make use of a time. They could have retired to sleep after work, but they choose to fulfill their own callings by preparing Sunday lessons, activities, yeah.
How do you think these, do you think these all women branches are good for these women? And are they all on Sundays? What has the church done to accommodate the needs of this group of women?
Domestic workers have varied day offs, but some are taking Sunday day off, some are taking the weekdays off, Saturdays, and from Monday to Fridays. And the church is very, we are very fortunate or very blessed to be able to, that our needs are being met, that our leaders are very concerned. The everyday branches started like more than 30 years ago, catering the needs of those sisters who don't have Sunday day off.
What does that mean, everyday branch?
They have sacrament meeting Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. They go to church. So that is their open and close parenthesis Sabbath day. And we are also very blessed to have the temple open on a Sunday every quarter. And we feel that we are blessed to have that opportunity, which no one else have in this world except us. And we are very fortunate. We are very blessed to have that.
Do you think the branches, these domestic worker branches, what do they give the women? What do they provide the women spiritually that might not be as strong in a family ward?
I think that I find in our own branch, which is composed of mostly Filipino sisters, we only have, I think, two families who are there. But we draw strength from each other. We love each other. We consider our branch as a small family. And I think that is one thing that every domestic worker needs, to be able to feel loved and accepted in a branch with, among other women who has the same situation as they are, as they have.
So has the church in recent years done anything else? Have any other programs that have helped these women?
We are very blessed to be able to take the self-reliance courses, which are being provided to us by our leaders. Some of these women have taken these courses, and it's a good thing because this program of our church is working, because most of our sisters have been gone back home for the previous years, who have started to build their own business. And I admire them because of their faith, because regardless of the they don't see a good future way back home, but they carry a particle of faith to bring back home, you know, to that everything will be fine as long as I carry out the things that I've learned. I stay faithful to the church. And I think that is the best thing that they are holding up when they go home. They never know what's going to happen, but they carry on with their faith and the things that they have learned from self-reliance, from these courses. And I have seen sisters who have gone back home who are happy, who are building, who are making money out of this small business. It might not be as big as what they have earned in Hong Kong, but the best thing is that they're home with their children, and they are off from a rigorous work in Hong Kong. Yeah.
So, in conclusion, do you think that the church do you think this pattern of Filipino women coming to Hong Kong is likely to continue into the future indefinitely? Or do you think the church is helping provide a way for some of them not to do this, or to be able to go home to their own families?
I think that is the reason why the church has built that pattern of providing education courses like self-reliance, is that they see that many families are falling apart in the Philippines. It's not just here, but in the Philippines as well. So the church is perfect. The Lord knows our needs, and He will do everything for His children. And that is amazing to think that if only these members think about how the Lord is mindful of them, then I think that they will be able to know where they should go, like staying with their families and being with their children, and to raise their own children back home. And it's wonderful to think that our church and the gospel of Jesus Christ is providing ways and means to keep families together by providing us with leaders who willfully give their time to provide us with these lessons.
That was Ling Ling, a former Relief Society president of the Everyday Branch in Hong Kong. You can read my full report about the LDS Church in the Salt Lake Tribune or at sltrib.com. I'm Peggy Fletcher Stack. Thanks for listening.